This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning. You are listening to The Morning Run. It is Tuesday, the 9th of November. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Wong Xiaoning and Philip Xi. For now, though, let's turn our attention to China, because China has kicked off one of its most important political meetings of the year, held over 4 days in Beijing. And this meeting, from November 8th to 11th, is called the Sixth Plenum, kicks off the closest thing China has to a campaign season.
So to give some context, between each party congress, the Communist Party Central Committee meets 7 times in meeting calls, the plenum that covers different topics. And at the last big meeting in China's 5-year political cycle, the sixth plenum is in some ways more important than others, as it is the final chance for horse trading before big decisions are made at the following year's Congress.
So since yesterday, about 400 men and a handful of women, including state leaders, military chiefs, provincial bosses and top academics, convene at a heavily guarded military hotel in Beijing.
The who and who.
The who and who of China, to chart social policies and intra-party plans. So what will come out from this much-anticipated meeting? And will we see President Xi Jinping's leadership extended over China?
So to give us a preview on the upcoming or the ongoing sixth plenum, we have on the line Angeline Tan, researcher at the Foreign Policy and Security Studies of ISIS Malaysia. Good morning, Angeline. Thanks for joining us today. So maybe you could give us a primer. You know, why are these plenums in China so important and significant, especially to international observers? And why is this particular sixth plenum so highly anticipated?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So these plenums, they're important because it's a key venue to display unity among the party leadership. But it's also an opportunity to communicate China's future direction. So whatever that's agreed upon in these plenums, they tend to introduce important laws, regulations, economic plans. So they will. This plenum will likely set new policies and indicate China's future direction. But this one in particular, it's highly anticipated because it will set the tone for what many are expecting to be Xi Jinping's third term in office.
Do you have any indication? I mean, it's ongoing and apparently very secretive, but do you have any indication in terms of what the plenum this time will address? Will it be more inward-looking or more outward-looking, or touch on global issues such as climate change or even things like Taiwan?
So these plenums, they're not really the place to discuss global issues. They aim to discuss party direction. So they're more internally focused. And as you mentioned, there are 7 plenums in total, each with a different focus. The sixth one in particular, they focus on ideology and party building. The meetings, they're pretty high, they're top secret. So you don't really know what goes on, but there is one agenda, one clear-cut agenda, and it's this historical resolution on the major achievements and historical experiences of the CCP's past 100 years. But what this really means is this gives Xi Jinping the opportunity to rewrite the way China tells its history in a way that serves Xi's interest, so that he can define his core agenda. So by reshaping China's understanding of its own history, it helps Xi define his leadership as the way forward for China.
This is very interesting on this point about this historical resolution, right? This major achievements and historical experiences, because only 2 leaders have done it so far, right? Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. So is he going to really rewrite history?
It's not exactly rewriting history. It's more of telling history the way he wants to tell it that will serve, that will kind of like shape his legacy. So, you know, for example, Mao, when he published his historical resolution in 1945, it consolidated him as the undisputed leader. And it also set the scene so that the party could not move forward without his vision or his guidance. And similarly, Deng's resolution mandated the reform in opening up policies. So really what these historical resolutions do is it sets the tone for what their leadership means for China, how they define what kind of phase China is going into next. And this has both served Mao and Deng in such phenomenal ways. You know, Mao and Deng, they've continued to be icons in China's history, and it seems like Xi is on track to be the same.
And how do you think people will judge President Xi Jinping's legacy then? How does he want to shape his own legacy?
I think he definitely looks to have a very strong legacy. I think he's looking to be one of the greats. And so far, he seems to be on track under his leadership. The Belt and Road Initiative was launched. Poverty has been eradicated, so the party claims. China has a stronger global presence, undoubtedly. Even more recently, right, domestically, the COVID outbreak, it was relatively successfully managed, you know, especially if you consider that last year, China was the only major economy to expand. And on top of that, locally, Xi is very popular in China. There's a lot of confidence that his leadership will lead to the national rejuvenation, which it's a buzzword that we all hear, but it truly is an aspiration of the Chinese people. So, you know, I think if you're interested in looking at Xi's legacy, the historical resolution that will be coming out in a couple of days, this will play a really key role in framing his legacy. So that's something to keep an eye on.
So does this mean that he is likely to be able to extend his rule at a party congress that is due to be held late in 2022 then?
Yes, I think it is likely. I think many people are expecting it to happen, especially since the term limits have been abolished. So I think it would be actually more surprising if he doesn't run for a third term.
It's very interesting, you know, because when we sit where we are, we know we get exposed to a lot of Western media and such, right? We hear a lot of challenges that China is facing, right? We talk about their non-participation in COP, we talk about the Evergrande crisis. But what you're telling us is that inside China, there's such a strong support for him. But can you just give us an outline? What do you think are his 2-3 core priorities then for at least his next term?
I think his key priorities, the direction of his leadership has always been quite clear, and it's always been focused on making China strong again. So national rejuvenation, this will be key to China's agenda, Xi Jinping's agenda. On key things that to look out for, I think on the social front, he will work towards common prosperity and a Xiaokang society, which basically means prosperous, strong, harmonious society. And we can also expect China to continue to militarize so that they can better settle territorial disputes, but probably also in hopes to a reunification with Taiwan soon. But whether or not reunification with Taiwan will happen under Xi, that's a completely different conversation.
I just have one very quick question, though. Your 2 points, being more military in nature and a reunification of Taiwan, how does this play into US-China relations, though? Because these are very sensitive issues, aren't they?
I think when Biden came into office, we kind of expected maybe the tensions to go down a notch, but it didn't really happen. And I think we can expect that there will be more tension. There will they will continue to push for Beijing to be more cooperative, but this is not likely to be the case. China will continue to try to push for what it wants, which is, you know, things like reunification with Taiwan, and that this will complicate matters. But I also don't think that Beijing will necessarily escalate a conflict, like a full-out war, anytime soon, which is why I don't think that reunification with Taiwan will necessarily happen under Xi Jinping.
Right.
Angeline, thanks so much for your insights. That was Angeline Tan, researcher in the Foreign Policy and Security Studies at ISIS Malaysia, giving some really interesting takes on what to expect from this sixth plenum and what it means for President Xi Jinping's legacy.
The biggest ever secret meeting, which nobody seems to know about, except for the historical part of it.
But I think he's so clear. He wants to be in the same league as Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. He wants to be that third iconic leader in China.
Yeah, and we can see that clearly in his policy decisions and trying to make China this great global superpower, right? It's just a question of how much tension there will be between all the superpowers.
That's right. Stormy seas ahead. I think we're still in sight for that. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.